Yeah, it's pretty nice. The only thing that I'm really trying to get used to is the fact that it's got the big VFO knob in the middle. You can't use that to scroll through menus. You have to use the function knob. So you got to switch between the two knobs all the time. It's a little weird, but I'm getting used to it. And of course, it's the dual receive. It does cross band repeat, all that fancy stuff. Really, I like that I can record audio straight to an SD card. I could do that with my 300 and my FC5. But they polished it up a little bit more on this. And you can, there's this quick menu function that you can go to, and you can put whatever you want in there, reprogram all the programmable buttons on the microphone to whatever you want. And I know on the FTM300, it was, I think two of the buttons were locked. You couldn't program the other, like, one and two, but you could program three or four or something like that. I don't know. I don't remember exactly, but, yeah. And the screen is about the same as the 300, except it's a touch screen. However, the touch functionality is pretty limited. Not quite sure why they limited the touch functionality on it, but, I mean, it's got it where it counts. Like, you can use the touch screen keyboard and all that stuff, but you can't, like, use it to navigate menus sometimes. It's really weird.